There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Welcome back. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30. It's 4 p.m. East time, which means the NFL trade deadline has just come and gone. We will not have a Beltway Blitz today. Rarely do we not have a Blitz, but with the deadline coming right here at the top of the hour, we wanted to be able to react to any last-minute moves, and there was one made that we'll pass along in just a moment. All of you are excited, I'm sure, for the start of the season, for the big news of the day that the Commanders went and got Marshon Lattimore. However, we all know that folks around us may have lost a friend or family member recently. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condorian Murad, can guide you through the difficult probate administration process and help you bring clarity and closure to a loved one's estate. Please schedule a free consultation with their probate and estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, we are going to Philadelphia middle of next week.
That's right.
A little over a week from now for Thursday Night Football with Condorian Murad at the Link.
It is going to be a thing, my friend. We're taking the train up, doing the show, going to the game, basically putting our heads on the pillow as soon as the night ends, right? And getting back up early the next morning, training back home. And we'll be on our location for our Friday field trip. Ho-hum, a busy Thursday, Friday for your pals.
Hopefully after a huge division win.
That'd be neat.
Washington at 3-0 in the NFC East with a big win over the Eagles would be pretty massive if they could pull that off. But the one trade the Commanders made, unless something went down we don't know about yet on trade deadline day, was getting Marshon Lattimore. We'll give you all the details on that in just a second. The last trade that trickled in right after the gun here that was made right before 4 o'clock, the Texans traded defensive tackle Khalil Davis to the 49ers in exchange for a 7th-round pick in a couple of years. San Francisco, all day long, was calling everybody for a D-tackle. That secret was not well kept.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Washington with a corner. You know, the Ravens wanted a corner. So the Commanders get Lattimore. The Ravens get Tre'Davious White. We all knew that the Lions wanted a pass rusher. They got Za'Darius Smith. The Niners really wanted a D-tackle. Now, I'm not sure that Khalil Davis is the guy, the answer. And they gave up literally as the least amount you can. 2 years from now, 7th-round pick. You can't give up less than that. So my guess is nobody thinks, either in Houston or in San Francisco, that Khalil Davis is going to be the difference between winning the Super Bowl or not. But that was the one move that was made here just before the horn that you guys had not heard about yet.
So, yeah, there were a few teams inquiring about D-tackles, according to the folks that cover this thing, whether it was Cincinnati, San Francisco, among others. Surprisingly, a little movement in that regard. Another thing to note, the Giants had a couple pieces on defense, especially for a team going nowhere, 2-7, that a lot of folks are interested in. Aziz Ojulari, for example, having a career year in terms of sacks and pass rush on the outside. Seems like their demands were too high, but a pass rusher like that might have helped some teams, but didn't end up moving anywhere.
So two things that are notable to me here. Number one, the Commanders made the most impactful move of the day. The Lions are the only team that could take issue with that. They could say that the Za'Darius Smith addition, who had 5 sacks this year, comps favorably to Marshon Lattimore at corner for Washington. But all of the lead stories right now, if you're watching any of the networks, ESPN, NFL Network, right here at the top of the hour, they're leading with Lattimore to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
One, because the Commanders are the it sexy team. They're 7-2. They're second in the conference. But also because, very obviously, they really needed corner help, and they went and got it. They're 24th in the NFL, allowing 68% of passes to be completed. If you look at the statistics midway through the season, this is the 25th-ranked defense in yards per play. They are 31 against the run and 21 against the pass. They're 27th in picking off passes, and they went and got a guy who has 15 in his career. There's just a lot of areas where they haven't been good enough. 22nd on third down, 21 getting off the field on fourth down, 28th in the red zone, 22nd goal to go, and they fixed their biggest problem today.
Yeah, if you're listen, you can't do an overhaul where you fix seven positions or however many ultimately is needed for a great defense, but that's certainly the biggest area where you could say, let's upgrade right now this minute, pretty simply, right? And it not only is the, you know, you have one starter, you're not just trading one starter for one starter. In other words, you're not just going, okay, Noah Igbinoghene, you're no longer my outside corner opposite Benjamin St. Juste. You're saying, not only do we have a bona fide number one in theory to go travel with good receivers, if and when he's healthy, we'll get to that, but it now has a lesser responsibility for Mikey Sanders still in theory. Maybe now you're back inside in the slot, what you did at Michigan, and now they drafted you to do, but you were thrust into duty here on the outside. Maybe we accentuate that strength. Maybe you're still on the outside some, and St. Juste rotates in. I mean, it gives you some flexibility and options to have that guy that can deal with the other team's star. That's something you simply haven't had. You've had to do it with, we're going to give up some stuff. Malik Nabers is going to catch 15 passes underneath against us. That's just going to happen. Maybe now it doesn't have to happen. Maybe now you can give up certain other things or try to take some things away at this point. Having a player like that can only help.
All right, deadline has come and gone. Those are the moves then in finality. Nothing else is coming down the pike. The Commanders go and get Marshon Lattimore, give up a third rounder, a fourth rounder, a sixth rounder to do it. The third rounder will be the second of their two third-round picks. That's their original third rounder. So based on where they finish in the standings is where that pick will be right now. It's a late third-round pick because they're one of the best teams in football. But they are keeping the third rounder they got from the Eagles for Jahan Dotson. Of course, that third-round pick correlates to where the Dolphins end up in the standings, and the Dolphins have been one of the worst teams in the league. So right now that's a very early third-round pick that Washington is keeping in its midst. Before we get back to the topic at hand, and that is how much better they got defensively, and I want to give a grade. I want you to give a grade as well for what they got, for what they gave up. I did tell you that we'd give away these tickets to see Iron Maiden, so let's do that right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets. The Future Past World Tour, Tuesday, November 12th at CFG Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Remember, we've got Austin Eckler on the show today for his normal Tuesday appointment. I can't wait to see what he thinks about this
trade.
Yeah,
seriously.
I want the perspective of a veteran player. He's on the show in 50 minutes. You were in the locker room bleeding, sweating, busting your butt, trying to win so that you could get to the playoffs. You think Eckler cares about next year or 2 or 3 years from now? These guys feel like they can win right now, and Adam Peters just gave him a lot better chance to.
That's the way I would view it. So I wonder how he's been around. He's been on teams that were good, bad, building, rebuilding, contenders, everything in between, right? So that's the way that I would think of it. And I can't wait to hear his perspective at 5 when he joins us. But I would say when you turn in this kind of work through just now past the halfway point of the season, right? 9 games in. You are 7-2, exceeding almost everybody's expectations. Maybe not their own internally, but maybe in deep, dark secrets, maybe indeed their own expectations, right? You've turned in this work and you're going, what are you going to do for us, right? Where's our reward? And then here it is. How about a marquee player? How about a star where you're not worried about, as you said, 2 years down the line for a lot of guys that probably won't even be here to see the fruits of their labor, right? I mean, you're trying to build something around a couple of guys. I got news. A lot of these short-term dudes won't be here in this cruel NFL world that moves at light speed as you go forward and build teams year over year. So that's got to feel really, really good, I would guess, right? As something where it's, again, I would look at it as my reward for turning in such good work through 9 games.
Yeah, I just want my executives to match my energy and intensity. And when I've done everything I can as a player and as a group of players, that it looks like with a little bit of your help, we might be able to finish this thing. I want you to respond accordingly. And that's exactly what happened today. You know, it's almost like I view it as like, you know, you're trying. The crew is down there. They're working to like repair this massive hole in the boat to keep it from sinking. And they're reaching up to Adam Peters here because nobody thought they'd be able to keep the boat afloat. But they're doing an okay job, and they're using duct tape and glue and gum and all this stuff. And Peters has more duct tape. And they're going, hey, man, hey. And their hands are out there going, help us out here, help us out here. And Peters looks at you and either tosses you duct tape or he turns around and walks the other way. Well, not only did he toss some duct tape, I mean, he basically just gave him like hammers, nails, some plywood and said, let's just fix this thing and make it better than it was when we got here. And so I think that we'll let Eckler answer the questions. I don't want to lead him or put words in his mouth. But my guess is there's got to be an excitement to that for sure. All right, let's give a grade, and then we can open up the phones as we go deeper into the segment here to see what people think on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. But we'll start with you, Danny. What they gave up, third, fourth, sixth, to get Lattimore and a fifth back. You can't grade trades normally until well into the future. Sometimes it's years down the road. But just first
looking at the process,
based on what they gave up and what they got at a position of need, what are you giving them?
It's boring, and I'm sorry. But it's an A for me. That's what it is. The process here is what I care about. If Marshawn Lattimore, God forbid, walking off the plane today at Dulles Airport as he's landing, you know, slips on a banana peel and can't play the rest of the year, it doesn't make it a bad trade, right? The idea for a high-ceiling player that comes with baggage, you don't get players like this unless there's something amiss. If everything was going great in New Orleans, he's not up for trade. If they were 7-2 and still scoring 41 a game, or 45 a game rather, as they were for the first couple of weeks, and awesome, this doesn't happen. If he's not banged up all the time, having missed, you know, 10 games a couple seasons ago, 7 games I think last year, and already missed a couple this season, then this isn't happening. There is some risk here. But that risk, the juice is worth the squeeze, to talk about one of our favorite little axioms. This is a worth it type move, where of course you give those things up. Because, you know, those guys, if they hit, are nice pieces. They're Jordan McGee. Nothing wrong with Jordan McGee. There's a lot right with Marshawn Lattimore, though. And that's a high-ceiling, high-success potential player that you make that move for. Because that's what you're trying to do. You're not trying to build an okay. You're trying to build a champion.
Yeah, I don't sit here and pretend like, you know, certain picks don't matter. But I do think you've got to find a number to round it off as to, like, where your line of picks that matter more is. Mm-hmm. And I think top 100 is maybe where I do that. And they still have picks at 29, 62, and 72 in the top 75. Three picks right there in the top 75 that would have been top 100 selections to go along with the pick in the 90s that they gave up. And so you've still got three of those, right? You give up the pick in the 90s or 80s, whatever it ends up being, your second, third round pick. And then the swapping of late-round picks, which, by the way, Peters is a pick-swap guy. I think we've learned that about him. They did it in the Sam Howell trade. They did it in this deal. They did it in the Ridgeway deal. He does not mind. Whatever chart he and Newmark and their crew looks at, Sosna and the analytics department, whatever they're looking at, they don't mind moving around the board and saying, okay, what's this four worth? It's a 5 and a 6, and that 4, and move the 2, and add the 9, and 16 divided by 4. They're all about the pick-swap, it seems like. No problem. Cool. Because they've got a plan. They've got a vision. So I'm giving it an A as well. I think the only way this doesn't work out as being an A trade is health. Because I refuse to believe that Lattimore is not still really, really good. Too many people that I trust say that he is. Mm-hmm. That watch the film, that study him, that cover the Saints. I hit up our buddy Matt Paris. I believe he called in to be Mitch and Finley.
He did, yeah.
Today, either right after or around the time that Washington was linked to Lattimore. Maybe right before the trade. And Paris essentially suggested, like, he's still one of the most popular players in the city, one of the guys that everybody loves, and still one of the best players on the football team. We had our own guest on who covered the Saints and is on the sideline on their broadcast this hour, Jeff Nowak. And he said, he used the word elite. Said he's still one of the best corners in the league. Said he still has his fastball, can still shut down a number one receiver. If that's what they're getting, respectfully to that late third round pick and the 4 and the 6, good riddance. Corners are almost as valuable as any other position other than quarterback. In fact, Danny, where would you rank it? Like, let's take quarterback out of the equation because that's number one. We know that in this town better than anywhere. Left tackle, corner, edge, wide receiver. Like, what's next?
It's that's the group you're in. And again, look at how the pay structure goes in the NFL, right? Who are the highest paid players? Quarterback, duh. Now 1A and 1B, or excuse me, 2A and 2B are either elite pass catcher and left tackle or tackle and pass catcher, right? The having the quarterback, protecting or enhancing the quarterback, and then next is sacking the quarterback. So the extension right after that is corner. And so the highest paid corners are in the low 20s. Highest paid everywhere else, non-quarterback, is around 30. Just tells you the import of the position. It is a premium position. I'd probably have it just below the offensive pieces and a great pass rushing defensive ends. I think that just changes what offenses can do. But this is the next best thing, right, in terms of improving a defense. With all due respect to linebacker, we've seen how much improved linebacker play has helped this Washington defense. With all due respect to safety, and there have been some great ones here, certainly, and you know the names that come to mind immediately, having that true, honest-to-God, awesome corner, if that's what Lattimore turns out to be, and there's good reason to assume that he could be, that's a game changer.
You know what I'm most interested in right now is the current hamstring injury authentic, real? Maybe he misses more time. Or was that there's one game ahead of the deadline, I'm sitting, hamstring's not quite right. Maybe it's his decision, team's decision, or both. And they say, we'll get you out of here next week. We're not going to risk you playing and actually getting hurt, being out for the year or whatever. We need to recoup some picks. We're moving you, don't worry. And he plays against Pittsburgh this Sunday, which is less important to me than playing against Philly next week. Not just because the Eagles game's more important on Thursday Night Football in the division, but because there's your wide receiver matchup. The Steelers, I don't really think George Pickens is as good as everybody else does. They love this guy all over the league. He makes really difficult catches look easy, but he's not a full route tree guy. I feel like every time he's catching the ball, it's like a back shoulder play on the sideline or some type of 5-yard crosser. I don't know. I've never really gotten the intrigue there, but he is difficult to defend. He's a good player. He's the only legit wide receiver the Steelers have. They did trade for Mike Williams from the Jets today. That size, that's a big guy. I'll take St. Juste against him with his length all day long. The Eagles game, that's where you need him. A.J. Brown, who's dominated this team. They haven't had anyone who could cover him. And Devontae Smith on the other side. And in that game, maybe you don't even travel. I mean, you could put him on A.J. Brown and say, shut him down. But I think Smith's so good that you might just have him cover half the field.
Yeah, or just say, or have him do what the Greg Williams defenses used to do. Have you put your best corner on the second best receiver and then double cover the best receiver with your lesser guys.
Could do that.
Different ways to do it. I mean, but the point is you've got options now.
You have him running with CeeDee Lamb in the two games
precisely.
Against Dallas.
You've got that card that you can play whereas you didn't have in the deck before.
You have him running against Olave when you're playing his former team, New Orleans. All right, so we're both giving it an A. We feel really good about the trade and what Adam Peters was able to pull off. What about you guys? We'll open up the phones on the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this right now for you. First chance to react since the start of the show when the news was breaking. 800-636-1067. The only move made by the Commanders today was a significant one. They upgraded their worst position. They went and got Marshawn Lattimore at cornerback. What grade are you giving the swap? This is The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Tannehill gets rid of it, and it's intercepted. Marshon Lattimore up against DeAndre Hopkins. That's Lattimore's possession for New Orleans.
Marshon Lattimore spent his entire career with the New Orleans Saints. Those days are over. He is now a Washington Commander. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. On the Fan. You can go to my Twitter account at Grant H. Paulson right now. Danny's at Funny Danny. I just posted a link to the 106.7 The Fan merch shop. And the reason is, Danny, in honor of Trade Deadline Day, we've got a brand new shirt we just released.
Oh, hello there.
Let Adam Cook. An all burgundy shirt with yellow lettering. Says 106.7 The Fan. Small numbers and letters right underneath. Adam Peters today did the thing everyone was hoping that he would. They wanted a corner. They wanted someone who could help this defense. He got them a corner, a really good one, and he made this mediocre defense, which was bad at the start of the year and is trending up, a lot better. And he did it without mortgaging the future in any way. Adam Peters continues, on the surface, to make all the right moves.
Sounds like it. I mean, even ones that you, I'm not saying you personally, GP, but that one might have a hard time seeing how it fits or why. They've all made sense. And I guess what I mean is, going into the season, I'm like, hey, I don't think this receiver position is a particular spot of strength. They went and got a guy off of waivers after cutdowns to improve the group. He becomes their second-best receiver. Are we sure you could trade away Jahan Dotson? Yup.
Yeah.
We're sure. That's proven out here over time. They have a plan. They have a thoughtful process that's not reactionary, that's built on good evaluations, not only what they have, but what they don't have,
right,
and what they actually need. They have been ahead of the curve instead of going, we just discovered we have a deficiency here. They've known all along.
So his job is not one where you can be perfect or close to it.
Of course, right.
That goes without saying. And that shouldn't be the expectation, obviously. In fact, if you dig on every single move they've made, you can find plenty of misses, I'm sure. Things like they brought in Michael Davis. Michael Davis played a quarter. It didn't go well. They benched him. He hasn't been seen since.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on also what you think they thought. Like, he came on our show right before the season, and he endorsed Emmanuel Forbes as being, you know, way better than people thought, and that the corner room was good. Well, does he really believe that, having evaluated it all offseason and watched those guys in minicamp and throughout the offseason program? Or does he just have to say that because he's the GM and these are the guys I've got, which is what I tend to think was the case. So I'm going to endorse who I have, and as we go on, we'll try to make it work, and if not, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, there's no upside of being like, yeah, that guy sure is a bum. The previous regime was stupid. You don't do that.
They've probably gotten some things wrong along the way. Very minor things. Guys like Davis you didn't pay money to. You gave a very little for. That happens. That's part of it. But all of their biggest moves, and this is the opposite of this regime and the last regime.
There you go.
This is the opposite of the really good regimes and the really bad regimes. All of their biggest moves, they have so far either gotten definitively right, you can put them in Sharpie already, or they have made decisions that look like they are going beautifully and headed in the right direction for long, prosperous hope. Even stuff I didn't like. I want nothing to do with defensive-minded head coaches. I would never hire one in a million years. It's really hard to win consistently with a defensive-minded head coach. They hire Dan Quinn. He's changing the culture. All of the good that comes with Quinn is already on display. Doesn't mean you can never win. You can't do it. It's not like you can't have success. It's just harder. They might be figuring out a way to pull it off. That looks like a brilliant decision. At number two overall, Jaden Daniels as the pick. Clearly, as of this moment, an almost easy layup of a decision. A lot of us, I'm a Drake May guy. I still think youngest quarterback in the league, he'll have a great career. Jaden Daniels looks like he's going to be a superstar for a long, long time. That's the next one that he got right, it seems like, that is really, really important. The front office he surrounded himself with, the drafting of Brandon Coleman and how he addressed left tackle. You could go on and on and on. All the most important decisions he's made have gone really well.
So go down the list in terms of cap hits of guys that they have acquired. You touched on a couple.
The Dotson trade, I think you mentioned.
Yeah, 100%. So stop me when you don't get to either a slam dunk or just a regular win. These are cap allocations, okay, for the new guys. So Jaden Daniels, huge. Bobby Wagner, Marcus Mariota. Scoff at that, but Jaden Daniels has sung his praises. He came in and played really well in relief, and he's been everything you asked for. Backup quarterbacks cost more money. Dorrance Armstrong, Tyler Biadasz. How good has Biadasz been, for God's sakes? Jeremy Chinn just had his best game. Frankie Louvu, one-man wrecking crew. Cleveland Farrell at $3.7 million.
Been really good.
Has been pretty good. Your first, I would say, miss at no money, to your point, is Michael Davis.
Yep.
That's one out of what? Is that one out of 10? One out of 11?
And by the way, that miss is like, you took a ball down the middle of the plate for a strike. It's not like you struck out with the bases loaded.
Give me that percentage. I haven't gotten to Dante Fowler yet or Austin Eckler further down in terms of salary cap allocation. Give me that shooting percentage forever.
Yes.
Sorry, you have to buy a bigger trophy case, man. That's nothing but parades for years.
So go get your t-shirts. I will be rocking one as soon as it comes in the mail. Let Adam Cook, 106.7, the Fan's merch store, available for you right now. The link is at Grant H. Paulson. Let's go to Mike and Bowie on G&D. What's up, Mike? Home of the Bay Sox.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
I give it an A, and not just because of who we got, and not just because of the position, but mostly because I think, well, at least to me, it shows that we're aggressive, not just on the field, but you see the moves like the Chiefs are making. You see the moves that all these perennial playoff teams are making, trying to upgrade, going down the home stretch to stay on top. And it shows that we're right there. We're looking towards the future. We're looking not just playing for the middle. We're playing like a team that wants to really make some noise now and in the future. So I give it an A.
Mike, that's a really good point. Sitting pat today and not adding anything would have been so easy to do. Peters could have done a press conference tomorrow at the park where he said, we like our guys. We didn't need anything that wasn't in that room, the old Ron Rivera. Everything we need is in this room. That's how you could have couched it. That's how you could have sold it. He could have said this is an endorsement on what's in that locker room. But it also would have very obviously been, and we all know this, an acknowledgement that this year is not as important as the next couple of years. And I think what happened today was you saw that the front office said, yeah, we get it. We're really, really good. And guess what? It's hard to be this good. We didn't plan on this. I didn't think I'd fall in love with you, lady I met at the airport, while we were both waiting for our flight because our plane never showed up. But here we are. Now what do we do? Do you want to go get coffee or not? Do you want to try this thing or do this long-distance relationship or not? You stubbed your toe into being awesome at 7-2. You made a lot of good moves to get there. But you're 7-2 now. What are you going to do with it? You're going to try to make noise. Try to be as loud as you can come playoff time. Be a pain in everybody's butt and be tough to out. And that's what they're going to do.
I love the idea that ultimately what had to happen was a discussion where you wouldn't say this certainly, but you'd go, we actually did too well. You know what I mean? Like every decision you make, you know they're not all going to be perfect. You've been around this game long enough, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, whatever. Every trade, every draft pick you pick or ones that you don't, everything you do is a bet. Howie Roseman turned me on to that years ago at speaking at the Sloan Analytics Conference. And I listened to it and I went, nobody in my organization thinks that way. I think these guys do. You understand that not all are going to hit. Well, we just went through it a moment ago, the ones that did hit. The amount of hits that they've gotten that got them to this place way ahead of anybody's schedule. This is beyond anybody's wildest dreams. If Jaden Daniels was awesome and everything was great in terms of the rookie scale, you're 5-4. That's normal great. That's normal awesome for a rookie.
Right.
Sorry, it's transformative. Apologies. Everybody's kicking everyone's ass and you're winning games all over the place, and the C's kind of crumbling around you in the East. It's a two-horse race, and the NFC ain't as good as maybe we thought. Some of those looming monsters like San Francisco haven't really done it yet. Now, McCaffrey's on his way back. We'll see if they're the same team. But it's you and a couple other teams that are potentially at the top of the conference. Not in your dumb division. This is not the 7-9 NFC East that Ron Rivera won in 2020. It's a different animal. So why not? Why not break glass in case of emergency?
Let's go to Mac and Stafford on Grant and Danny. Want to hear from you guys your grade of the trade. Danny gave it an A. So did I. What say you, Mac?
Yeah, it's an A+. And to Danny's point just right now, we have grown-ups running the building who looked at our schedule, looked at what's going around the NFL and said, hey, we got a shot to go to the playoffs and to make some noise. And this does it for us. This makes our defense better. That was the weak link. If you watch the last few games, it was our defense, especially the secondary. And this solidifies that and makes us a contender.
So what keeps you from A+ status? I'm going to give you my answer on that, Danny. We both said A.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, you know, plus you could have added. There's one area you could have gone further. Like if they traded for Max Crosby today for a 2 and a 5, that's an A+.
Yeah.
You know, just something stupid right. That doesn't happen. That's outrageous. Frankly, if they traded a 1 and a 2 for Crosby, I would have given him an A+. But what stops me from the plus sign after the A is, number one, the injury history. I do have major concerns that this player can stay on the field. That's just the reality. He hasn't. He's missed a third of his team's last 60 games. Hard to get past for me. That's number one. Number two, there's a little bit of baggage here. Injury is a big part of it,
mm-hmm. But
also he's kind of been at odds with the Saints here recently. We had a guest on today that told us as much. Go back and listen to the interview when we're done if you want, of Jeff Nowak, who's their sideline reporter on their radio broadcasts. Him and the team weren't always seeing eye to eye, not a guy that talks a whole lot, kind of does his own thing. I don't mind that. But it's not like he is on the same cloth that basically all the free agents they brought in are. These like garrulous, very outspoken, friendly is not the right word, like media savvy.
Sure, like gregarious.
Eckler's coming on at 5. The mm-hmm. guy's already got 3 careers going outside of football, right? There's nothing wrong with this, but like there's a little bit of baggage here in the sense of wasn't really seeing eye to eye with the team, is injured a lot. And then the last thing is they did give up 3 picks. I don't really care about a 6th round pick that much, but a 3 and a 4 ain't nothing. And people can pretend like, oh, they didn't give up anything. They got an elite corner. Well, it costs to get something. I would do this trade every single day. Mm-hmm. Hear me, I'm giving it an A. I would do this trade every day. But can we stop pretending like they didn't give up anything? They gave up a 3rd rounder, a 4th rounder, and a 6th rounder. 3 days ago, we took calls on, would you be okay giving up a 3rd and 4th rounder for a starter? And a lot of people said no. And now they did it, and everyone's pretending like they didn't give anything up. Now, you trust the GM who did it, and you trust the process that leads you to a really good corner. I would do it, too. But they gave up 3 picks as an org that doesn't like giving up picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in a guy who wasn't available this past week because he was hurt again, who's missed a third of his team's games. So that keeps me from saying A+, just because I think there is a way where this doesn't work out as well as we want.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary. I was trying to think of like a real concrete reason why it's not an A+ for me. And again, we're talking about the difference between 96 and 99.
Yeah, this is between why we really liked it and it was one of our favorite trades.
Yeah, I loved it versus greatest trade of all time. You know, I mean, that's kind of where we are. And I love it. So to me, I guess it would be the risk factor. Now, but again, that process part, I would make this trade 100 times out of 100 at the terms. Yes, I'll do it again. Let's sign me up tomorrow. It's if it really goes south that I'm holding open that little possibility, which is why it's not a perfect score.
Cannot wait to hear what Austin Eckler has to say about the trade. He joins us coming up in 20 minutes right here on The Fan. More of your grades. Marshawn Lattimore is going to be a Commander. Washington is acquiring the longtime Saints services for 3 draft picks. Happened ahead of today's deadline. You're listening to The Fan.
Third down and 9.
open, firing across the middle, and it's intercepted. It's Marshawn Lattimore.
Marshawn Lattimore Day on Grant and Danny is what this is becoming. He was the addition. He was the big trade deadline move for Peters and the Commanders. Welcome back to the Fan. Austin Eckler's on the show in 12 minutes. We'll get his perspective on how the players in the locker room are going to be feeling after this big blockbuster move for the Commanders. They made the trade, Danny, today that is leading all trade deadline discussions. If you're
doing a
special tonight on ESPN or NFL Network, the first move you talk about is the four-time Pro Bowler and former All-Pro Lattimore going to Washington to join the 7-2 Jaden Daniels-led upstart Commanders.
Leading the discussion twofold. One, because the profile of the player, right? Multi-time Pro Bowler, star, a little bit, I would say, less than gruntled.
Former top 15 pick.
Uh-huh.
Like just a household name who's been an elite player.
And then the team that he's going to. You know, the headlines are there for a reason. You're 7-2. You're the darlings of the league. You're the surprise. You're this year's Houston Texans, right? You've got a quarterback that everyone wants to play with. An organization that's gone from pariah, also ran cannon fodder for good teams, to now the place that people want to go play. They want to be a part of the culture and the system. It's pretty neat.
Let's go to Kendall in Temple Hills on Grant and Danny. What's up, Kendall? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, the dream continues.
That's a good way to put it. Don't wake us up. Another good moment in the dream.
Exactly. Grant, I think you nailed it. So where I was at was initially, I guess a couple weeks ago, and basically as we've been getting better and winning, I've been like, okay, so we're ahead of schedule clearly, but I know Adam is just going to kind of wait. We're going to build through the draft again next year and really, and really enhance what we got. But it's clear that they see that a window has opened for them, a Super Bowl window, as a matter of fact. And so I love the trade. I give it an A because, Lattimore just makes the entire defense better. I was looking at the Mikey Sanders still mic'd up, and it honed in on some of his plays. Man, dude is the truth, man. So I just can't even imagine. And that was outside. He's so short. He was going up against guys like five. He was giving them 5 inches, and he was right there with him, man. He was sticking his head in there. So I can't wait to see him play his natural position in the slot. I can't wait to see us man up more. I can't wait to see more single high safety, and that's going to help the run because the safety's going to be able to come down more. So just that one guy, man, he really changes the trajectory of the team by changing the trajectory of the defense. And so, man, I'm excited. I just can't wait to see how it works out, man.
This is something I want to get into after we talk to Eckler next hour, maybe around 5:30, when we start to take inventory on what the secondary is going to look like, the corner position, how they deploy everybody. What do you do with Sanders still, who was playing really well on the outside as basically their second corner, who was originally a nickel, who's better at that than Igbinoghene is? Do you move him back inside and just play him in his most natural position where he's best and have St. Just be the second corner, which is what I would do? Or is there any thought to just having he and Igbinoghene continue to do what they're doing and have St. Juice kind of get in where he fits in? I think they're going to do A, not B, but that is something to consider.
I would say flexibility now. You could play some matchups whereas you couldn't before. You were stuck. You go, well, we can't play Forbes. We can't really play Davis. This is it, guys. Make me a gourmet dinner with Hamburger Helper here. Now you've got some push and pull. Now you can do some of those things. You're not committed to any one thing now.
Let's go to Jay, who's in D.C., on the Fan. Jay, Marshawn Lattimore, the corner everybody's been hoping for, delivered. Adam Peters being Santa Claus, putting him under the tree today. What's up?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man.
Hey, look, Patrick Corbin just gave up a solo home run. He got pulled. I'm giving it a no decision, because, like I said, you still got to worry about the injury, see how many games you play and how it pans out. But I'm giving Adam Peters, he's earned enough respect to make a few decisions or if he does have a blunder or two. But that's not the biggest deal, man. I'm looking at it just the fact that we were able to get a guy of his caliber. This is typical of hit the button, winning off the field. We're back to winning off the field as well as on the field. And as long as it translates into success, and progress, like I said, the fact that people wanting to come and this contract works out next year and everything, we'll be able to continue to add. We weren't going to add a player of his caliber with those draft picks that we gave up. So I'm kind of leaning to, I don't want to say A, but it's a good decision. But like I said, it's pretty much a no decision. Let's just wait and see. But I'm trusting Adam, man.
Thanks, sure, Jay. A long view is welcome. I mean, we talk about draft classes and grades on trades. Of course, it's folly.
Well, we prefaced our conversation by saying we won't know and actually be able to give a grade for years. But we are in the right now business.
Yeah.
We're breaking down the trade minutes after it happened based on what we currently know, what they gave up and what they got. How do you feel?
Yeah, and I'm grading the process. Here was the process. We're ahead of schedule. This team is good. Here's a major hole. Here's a high ceiling potential upgrade for a cost that makes sense to us. If he sprains his ankle tomorrow and can't play the rest of the year, doesn't mean it was a bad trade. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that process part where I go, that makes sense to me, that's an A.
When's the last time it made sense to sell, or to buy, rather, at the deadline if you were Washington? Think about that. We're really, truly, I said the other day, if they don't do anything, it'd be a disappointment. And I felt that way. When is the last time we've been there? It's been a long, long time.
A long time.
Last year, just like today, Washington was involved in a trade where a team that was firing its coach, in the Saints' case, they just did, was getting rid of a really good player at the deadline for draft pick. Washington was on the other side of this 365 days ago. Today, they're the team going and getting the excellent veteran former Pro Bowler. They're not giving up Chase Young for a pick. They're not giving up Montez Sweat because they're getting ready to blow everybody out and be bad because they're going to lose their final eight games. Because they think right now they're one of the best teams in the NFL. And they have a chance to be impactful in the playoffs this year. And he's under contract for two more years at $18 million per. They're going to keep him around. And now you don't need to go sign a corner one, hopefully, this offseason. What does Austin Ekeler think of the trade? You will hear from him next on Grant and Danny right here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.